On your spiritual journey, you will acquire friends who are of similar or like vibration. In today's podcast, I have brought in one of my best friends, and she has been with me from the beginning of my spiritual journey. And her name is Brenda Grasjo. She is a psychic medium. She's a Reiki master, and she's amazing. We are going to be talking about the crazy stuff that we have seen during our journey together, which includes spirit orbs. If you've wanted to know more about spirit orbs, what they mean, why you see them, what they could be, and the message that they have for you, then you want to listen in to this week's episode. Now, as a side note, since I don't do readings anymore, I've asked her if she would be available to do readings for my Messenger of Spirit audience. And she said, yes. So you can actually go to messengerofspirit.com and book a reading with Brenda, a live reading on Zoom. So I'm very excited for that too. So we've got some great stories in store. We're going to be talking about spirit orbs. So grab some tea, sit back, relax, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Spiritual and Ambitious. I'm your host, Whitney McNeil. I'm a certified medium and spiritual teacher, and I help spiritual and ambitious souls just like you live your life purpose through your career and attract abundance by connecting into your intuition and spirit guides. Let's get spiritual and ambitious. Welcome to another episode of the Spiritual and Ambitious podcast. I am very excited because I have one of my best friends on the podcast today. Her name is Brenda Grasjo, and we have some stories to tell you. And today we're going to be talking about spirit orbs, but I'm sure some other stuff will come through all about spirit stuff and our happenings and our weird things that have crossed our paths over the years. And welcome, Brenda. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on your podcast.
I know. I really am happy we're having this conversation. And I think let's introduce you. Sometimes I read an official bio, but I feel like for you, let's talk about the story of how we met and okay. You can introduce yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Brenda and Whitney and I met each other. Was it 2009?
I think it was somewhere around there, 2008, yeah. 2009, something like that.
Yeah. So I was just starting to kind of explore my spirituality and had been to a meditation class. And my next step was like, I would meditate and my hands would tingle. And I was like, Spirit, what do you want me to do with my hands? And so I looked at Reiki and I found a teacher in Greensboro, North Carolina, where we were both living at the time. And I went to that class and I was really nervous because I thought woo-woo people were really weird. And Whitney walked in and I was like, oh my God, I heard this voice in my head say, you guys are going to be best friends and you're going to work together in the future. And I was like, okay.
So and then what did you do? What did you do?
And then we worked together.
I know,
but,
right?
Yeah. But I said something to you. What did I say to you?
You said,
I'm glad you're not.
You said, you look normal. And you're in this class too, because we were so nervous about doing Reiki. And I thought that was so funny because we can have these preconceived notions about how this is not normal. And so I thought that was really funny. And I think we connected and the rest is history.
Yep. And so Whitney and I got to know each other during that process and we started some projects together, did we not? And we learned mediumship together. And then my life took me in a different way and I ended up moving to Sweden for 2 years. And while I was living there, I decided that I was going to take reconnective healing in Norway. So I went and I did that and I came back and I was like, what am I supposed to do with all this? Because here I am in a foreign country and I don't speak the language very well or at all. And so, you know, what am I supposed to do? I was home with little kids. So I was riding the bus into the city and I was sitting on the bus, just like chilling, looking out the window. And I hear a voice say, you're going to go to the US and you're going to work there doing energy work and you're going to do a retreat. Just that same matter of fact voice like I heard whenever I met Whitney the first time. And so I think, I don't know if I called you or emailed you or whatever, but I was like, okay. And you were like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
So I did. I came for like 2.5 weeks and worked in your space doing reconnective healing and did a retreat, a weekend retreat that time as well. And then I had so much fun, I had to come back in December.
I know, right? That was so great. And then you finally came back to the States and lived.
Yeah. And it wasn't much longer after that because it really ignited in me that passion for doing the work and for helping people on their healing journeys. And I don't think I could have fulfilled that where I was. Or if I did, it would have taken a lot longer.
You know, what's interesting, we learned mediumship together and that's learning a new language.
True.
And I feel like that mediumship helped you in some way getting through in Sweden in a place where you didn't know the language. And spirit is such a great interpreter sometimes. But I want to take it back again to when we first were starting to get to know each other because some weird shit happened.
I lived in the spirit house.
She did.
That's what we call it.
Seriously. So on this podcast, we talk a lot about spirit guides. We talk about intuition. But there's this other element of spiritual things that blew my mind when I would visit your house. And this is in our early days when we were starting to get to know more about ourselves and learn about Reiki and things like that. And I remember you showed me these pictures that you took. And your children would see orbs and would see other things in spirit, these animals that weren't really of the earth plane. And you really wanted to make sense of that. So if you're on YouTube, you can see the video, one of the videos of the orbs. But I remember you showing me this pink orb. And when we zoned in on it, it was as if it was a fairy.
Yeah.
And I want to share about that fairy story because when we talk about spirit orbs, we sometimes think it's just our spirit guides there or our loved ones in spirit, but there can be so many other meanings to spirit orbs too. So I guess before we tell that story, what do you think spirit orbs are, Brenda? How would you describe spirit orbs?
I mean, based on what I know now as versus what I knew then, I mean, I think they can be anything.
Yeah.
I think they can be loved ones in spirit. I think they can be other dimensional beings. They can be fairies. They can be nature folk. They can be anything.
Yeah.
And some of these pictures, you can almost see faces in them, or they have like a geometric shape in them. That's not just a particle of dust, honey. You know what I mean?
That's right. When I was recording my dog Bandit years ago, I remember seeing this orb flash and I caught it on camera. It just came from his stomach where he was having the issue. And I felt like there was some energy kind of being released. And also I felt like there were some spirits helping in that place too. So I do, I feel like orbs can be energy, can be intelligent beings and fairies as well. So I want to talk about that story. It's just so wild. So when I was really young, I would have vivid dreams of fairies. And then I got older and that kind of went out the window. And I was just getting really comfortable with the other side, if you will, just trying to understand loved ones and spirit guides and things like that. And so when I started to get to know you and these other concepts came up, I still wasn't convinced. I was like, yeah, I see that orb. I see that it looks like a fairy. And right before you were moving to Sweden, you and I and your daughter, was it just the three of us? And we were in the hot tub?
I think so, yeah.
We were outside on your back porch and you had a beautiful backyard where there were just trees everywhere. And I started to see these glowing colored lights that were red and green and blue. And I was just mesmerized because I thought, why are all these colors in your backyard?
Yeah. And then it was those like, aren't just lightning bugs.
No. It was like green, yellow, red, purple, blue, like just way too many. And you said to me, Whitney, those are the fairies and they're here for you. They're here to show you that they exist. And I thought, yeah, okay, whatever. And so I said, all right, so if that's true, then can they come to this tree? And I don't know if I said that or you suggested that or what the deal was, but they moved to the tree right in front of us. And the way it was blinking, Brenda, it was as if they're communicating. So there would be a light that would go blink, blink, blink. And the other one over on the other side of the tree would respond like blink, blink, blink. And it was as if they were signals, you know, communicating to each other. I mean, that's not, it's not insects.
No, it was by the way, amazing.
We were all sober. So just saying. Right.
On that particular night.
On that particular night, yes.
So I have a story as well about that house. Okay. I was sitting out on my front porch in the evening and I was playing this flute made by Nella Silverspear. It's one of her Native American flutes. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting out there kind of meditating and connecting with nature. And I didn't have any agenda. I just wanted to go out there and relax. And all of a sudden, we had two trees in our front yard and they were magical, I swear to you. And they started just lighting up like crazy with hundreds of little lights. They weren't all over the yard. They were just in those trees. And I was overcome with so much joy and awe at what was happening. And I just kept playing my little flute and looking at them and like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But it was so cool. And there was another time I was out there under the magic trees and I was weeding on the ground, you know, in the flower bed. And I kept feeling something hit the back of my neck. And I was like, is there bugs flying around me? What's going on? It was like something was like tapping me on the back of the neck. And so I finally looked up to see if something was falling out of the trees. And up in the top of the tree, there was a huge, it was probably 2 feet wide, orb.
Wow.
And it was clear, but it had all of these colors of pink and blues and greens. And it was massive. Wow. And I was like, what? And so then I got up and I was looking at it from different angles. Like, is it the sunshine in some way? Because I'm a very logical person. I like to be able to explain things. And then it was just gone. And I was like, oh, I love that.
Oh my
gosh. Spirit was just like, hey, I'm here. I've got you.
Yeah. I was going to ask you what you feel the meaning is when you see orbs. Like, what comes up for you?
For me, whenever I see them, it just reminds me to remember the magic in life. That there's magic all around us. And we get so bogged down in the mundane and the things that we have to do, and we forget about the magic. Yeah. And that's why we're here to live. We're here to live the magic. Yeah. So that's what it reminds me of. So I went out in the forest on the full moon, and we went for a walk with some of my friends. And it's in this area. It's very enchanted as well. There's a lot of spiritual activity up there. And we were sitting on the blanket and my daughter and I were sitting next to each other. And then my nephew was behind us and he was like, Brenda Sue, did you see that? He said, a little fairy just ran right past you. And he said, and then there was a yellow light, but I didn't see it because I was not facing that. So I looked over to where he pointed and I saw the little yellow light dancing around. Wow. And I was like, oh, hey. I was like, that's so cool.
That is really cool. So let's talk about this. When we see orbs, a lot of the times I feel like it's just the easiest way that spirit shows us themselves, depending on what it is, so that our brain can process it. Mm-hmm. But you were just talking about somebody saying there's a fairy over there. Mm-hmm. So when you see fairies, do you see them as orbs or do you see them as fairies? Do you see them as both? What do you feel about that?
I think you can see them as both. Yeah. I see them in my mind's eye mostly, or I'll see them as those tiny lights.
Yeah.
But he saw it with his physical eye.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of little fairies and woodland people up there on the hill where we were sitting. that I feel a lot when I walk up there.
I wanted to point this out because I feel like so many people who are developing their intuition and listening will feel like they need to see something exactly as somebody else sees it. And so you saw a yellow light and, you know, someone else saw the actual fairy. Mm-hmm. And depending on our receptivity and where we are in our life and how open we are, we can interpret things differently. We can develop our clairvoyance to see things differently. And if you're listening to us right now and you feel like, gosh, I feel like I don't have this ability, or what can I do? Continue to develop, continue to ask spirit to continue to be open. And the more that you're open, the more that you're really willing and in that receiving mode, you can see.
Whenever you're first having your awakening, for a lot of people, this happens. And I feel like it happened for me. You see a lot with your physical eye and you have a lot of experiences that is like, okay, I can't doubt this anymore. And then the more you begin to trust your intuition or your intuitive vision or trust your gut instinct or whatever it is that you want to call it, I feel like the less you start to see. Yeah. And then you really have to learn how to trust spirit, trust yourself, and it takes it to another level, which is kind of disappointing because I really would like to still see all the cool stuff, but I don't see it that much anymore.
Yeah.
But I know it. I know the things and I see the things in my mind's eye, and that's enough now.
Yeah. I like how you said that's enough now. I see this happening in with students. It tends to be different for each person that I see, where if, let's just say that they felt, it's almost like whether you feel, whether you know, whether you hear, whether you see, it feels like it's stronger when you first develop it, like you said. And then as you kind of think, all right, this is more of a natural part of my routine, I feel like your energy goes higher. You are most likely raising your vibration. And so it's not a stark contrast anymore. It's more of an innate ability that you have, and you do trust it. But I do miss that feeling of, oh, that was so cool, those kind of things. And it does become more of a normal in your life. Mm-hmm. So last night I was watching TV and I saw little orbs in my room that would flash.
Aww.
But when I was first developing, I would probably feel that awe of, oh my gosh, you know, what does this mean? And while I don't feel that it takes anything away from the orb, and I still feel like everything spirit does is amazing and we can still experience it, I've just accepted, oh, that's my spirit helper saying hi. Or sometimes you get that feeling like, okay, you need to stop what you're doing and talk to your spirit guides. And I think that's where a lot of people are going to want more direction as far as, when do you stop? When do you just acknowledge in those things? And so Brenda and I are going to talk about that when we come back after this quick break.
As a professional psychic medium, I've done tens of thousands of readings, but I felt a call to move more fully into teaching intuition, but I still get so many requests about doing readings. So while I don't do readings anymore, I have brought in some very trusted colleagues who are now available for live one-hour readings on Zoom. If you would like to book your psychic medium reading, go to messengerofspirit.com/appointments to see our available readers and schedule your Zoom reading today.
Welcome back. I'm here with Brenda Grasjo, and we are talking about spirit orbs and all of our crazy experiences that we have had over the past, gosh, how many years? I feel like I can't do math that quick. But since
it's
like
a long time.
I know it's a long time, right? I don't know, because it's happened, gosh, all my life, actually.
Well, my son's going to be 18, and he was just a baby, right, when you and I met?
Yeah. Lena was just a baby, too. Both of them were.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been a good while, and we're going to tell some more fun stories, but we left off before the break talking about, how do you know when you see an orb? If it's a sign, if you need to stop and talk to the orb, and some people will really say, I see this color orb in my house. What does it mean? So I'm going to pass the mic over to you, Brenda, and see what comes up for you.
Well, if somebody asked a question like that, I think you really have to lean into what do you feel like it is. And I think that's part of learning how to trust your intuition. And I think different colors might mean different things as well. And I don't know that I have a set belief on what the different colors mean. I mean, your grandmother could come through as a pink orb. You don't know.
That's right.
So I think it's about just really leaning into your own intuition and asking, like, what is this? What is this for me? And I feel like they may come as an orb a lot of times because it's not as scary as seeing like a full apparition of a being from another dimension or seeing grandma standing at the door. That would probably like really kind of set you off a little bit.
Yes.
But seeing an orb feels safer and easier to take in and like spend time thinking about it instead of just freaking out and running the other way.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. I remember sitting on the edge of my bed and there were so many orbs. It was almost as if I were being showered in orbs. And the person I was with also saw the same thing. And this person was not very open. So you can see them with tangible eyes and also with clairvoyance. But in that moment, I sat there and we were both in awe, like, what no. is going on? And I asked, what does this mean? And they were all different colors. So there wasn't necessarily a meaning for each color. Mm-hmm. And the message was, we're here and we're just kind of blessing you. It was just like a aww. We're here kind of thing. And I feel like you just get a feeling. You just kind of get a knowing. Sometimes people see the same kind of orb in their house over and over. And so they're really afraid that they're trying to get the attention. And I love what you said is just stop and lean into your intuition and ask, you know, what is this? And, you know, sometimes when you really feel like you need to know something and you're not getting anything, you know, a reading is something that people choose. And we'll talk more about that because Brenda's going to be doing readings as well. But let's talk about something else with orbs. I just really want to share this story. And this is a little out there for the podcast. But you were visiting me here in Arizona.
Oh, yes.
And we were out back and looking at the sky. And it was me, you, your son, mm-hmm. and your daughter, right? There were four of us. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the spirit house. we're saying yes. out loud, do you remember those lights that we saw? How weird is that? I wish we would see something like that again. And then we started to see some lights in the sky. And I don't have trees. I live in Arizona. So it's the vast sky that we're seeing, and it's at night.
And it was in the desert. Like there were yeah. no houses in that area. There was no civilization over there.
Right. And these lights started to come closer. And gosh, how many were there? Were there like five? Something like that?
There were several and they were moving around too. And we were sitting like, do you see that?
Yeah. And it was as if, so as they were moving, it looked like it was on a UFO.
It totally did.
It, and the lights would move like blink, 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 blink. And they were all together. It looked as if it was on a rounded object. Mm-hmm. And we were just there with our mouths open. And your son got really emotional and he was young.
Yeah.
There's no making that up, you know, it's just, we saw that.
And you know, that night, whenever we spent the night at your house that night and the room was real dark, y'all, because it's out there in the desert and there's no street lights. Mm-hmm. So I was a little nervous about sleeping in the dark, to be honest with you, because I was like, they're going to come visit me tonight, aren't they? Yeah. And I woke up during the middle of the night and I felt like somebody was standing right next to my bed, like several, at least two people in robes, but I couldn't see them because it was too dark in there to see. So I just turned over and closed my eyes and was like, I'm just going to go back to sleep now.
So I think this is going to lead to a lot of question. People are going to say, well, was this bad, you know, or was this good?
And I don't think it was bad. It was just, I was scared because, you know, it's the unknown, right?
It is. And even though we both have been on this journey for a while, that's still unknown. And what's interesting, though, is we asked to see. And so our spirit guides, our helpers knew we were asking. And it's of a similar energy, of a helpful energy. We just don't know what to do with it necessarily at the time.
Well, I was going to ask you if I could share the story from the living room.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and Whitney was privy to this story as well. So when we lived in the spirit house, y'all. And my daughter kept saying, there's little people standing over in the corner. She would keep seeing them out of the corner of her eye. So we decided to set up a little webcam on top of the TV and leave a light on in the kitchen so we could see what happened while we were sleeping. So during the middle of the night, I think it was like 2 or 3 a.m., these two figures came walking from down the hallway where all the bedrooms were to come into the kitchen. And I can still see them, like they are burned into my brain, the image of them. The one was shorter. It was wearing a red, what looked like a red dress that went all the way down to the floor, cinched in really small at the waist, had gold cuffs on both wrists with like little buttons on them, like buttons you would push, and had like a globe-shaped head. And the other one looked like literally like the Tin Man.
Yes, it did.
Bizarre, and was a little bit taller. But you could tell how tall they were based on the furniture as they walked by. So they were probably about 3 feet tall. So small people, right?
Yeah.
They go into the kitchen, and then it was like they knew they were being watched, and they came out of the kitchen really quick and went back down the hallway and left.
Yeah.
And so I showed a couple of people this video. I showed you, Whitney.
Oh, and my God, I know.
I am not even kidding y'all. We had lightning run in on our house and destroy the computer that we had that video on, so I never got to show another person.
I know.
It was
this
crazy.
This stuff is real. I just wish we had a picture of this. I never would have imagined. So it's so interesting because, you know, my brain, my mind, whatever you want to say, could accept spirit and spirits that look like humans and even animals and spirits. But then it took me a little while to accept the fairy realm. And then what the hell is this?
Right.
I don't know. But
got
it
no
was not of this world.
Right?
This is definitely in a different galaxy. So it's interesting because what we saw here in Arizona had a connection to the house. And in a way, it's like we've never left. We're here to help you.
Yep.
But it was really interesting that that lightning destroyed any evidence, all the footage, nothing. Because we were talking about what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And spirit was like, nope.
You ain't showing nobody else that.
Nope. So some people might say, well, you know, what do I do with it? The way I would say to work with that energy is to talk to your spirit guides. And even if you don't do it in the moment, in your daily meetings with your guides, ask how to work with that energy. What was that energy? How does this energy help? And like you had said before, Brenda, you know, somebody just showing up in your door, like a spirit, which has happened to me before, it can scare the shit out of you. Absolutely.
Right.
And so even when you are comfortable seeing things, this can also scare the shit out of you too.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And just asking, how can I work with this energy? And if you're not comfortable with this seeing, you can always tell your spirit guides that as well. But the long story here, I think the short version is, this is not bad energy. It's just energy, and it's different energy, and it's just helping you perceive something different.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the things that you're going to be doing soon. And I'm really excited. So Brenda has been doing readings for years and years. And I asked her if she would do some readings for Messenger of Spirit. And she said, yes. So you can book a reading with Brenda on Zoom over at messengerofspirit.com/Brenda. And Brenda and I studied mediumship together. We co-founded a spiritualist church together. She has tons of experience. You have done readings internationally, living in different countries in here. And could you tell everybody what to expect during a reading?
So I would say that my main focus is usually mediumship, but also intuitive guidance as well. I've found that my readings are changing recently, and I don't know if it's just like what the collective needs or what the person, people coming need a lot of healing work and like deeper work than just connecting with their loved ones. So it feels like I just open my mouth and stuff starts coming out.
Absolutely.
And it's what they need to hear. But I really enjoy doing mediumship and helping people connect with their loved ones in spirit, because I think it can be so healing for people to experience that connection again.
Yeah, I do too. I do think that collectively we're getting some sort of tune-up or upgrade or something where we're being called for more healing. And I do feel yes. like readings can be so healing in different mm-hmm. ways, shapes, and forms. So if you're out there listening and you have a question about a spirit orb, or you just want to connect to your loved ones in spirit and see what wants to channel through Brenda, you can book an appointment. So messengerspirit.com/Brenda. I will post the link in the show notes. And thank you so much, Brenda, for being here. I really appreciate your energy. It's always fun connecting. Hope to have you back. We'll talk about some other weird shit, whatever comes through next time.
I love talking about weird shit.
All right.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I will be back next week with a brand new episode. But until then, here's to staying spiritual and ambitious. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And if you loved it, would you please share it with a friend? I would also love your review. And a reminder to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me at messengerofspirit.com, and you can take the 4 intuitive languages quiz and find show notes there too. If you want to connect on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can find me at Messenger of Spirit. I'll meet you right here next week. Here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.